Welcome to the Waco Experience, an American story.
We the people.
With your host, D. Scott Smith.
In order to form a more perfect union.
Interviews with leaders in business, government, and nonprofit organizations.
Promote the general welfare.
Jobs, products and services, and infrastructure for strong communities.
Secure the blessings of liberty.
The Waco Experience is an American story, a story of communities across America. It is your story.
Two people changed Waco more than Baylor could, more than anybody could. Two people that I did their wedding reception. We're talking Chip and Joanna Gaines.
In this episode of the Waco Experience, an American Story, my guest is longtime Waco radio personality, Jim Alvarado. I'm your host, D. Scott Smith. You can learn more about this program and sponsors and find links to the podcast version of this program online at thewacoexperience.com. I'm grateful to our sponsors, White Bluffs Construction, Custom Building, Home Remodeling. I encourage you, call Seth at 254-227-2002 and schedule White Bluffs Construction to build your patio, deck, or pergola. Visit their website, whitebluffsconstruction.com. My wife and I had questions about healthcare insurance. Monica Shannon of Texas Healthcare for You listened to us, answered our questions, and helped my family to find the right coverage. Call Monica today at 254-339-3421. Visit the website, txhealthcareforyou.com. That's txhealthcare, the number 4 and the letter u.com. Biddy and Bo's Coffee offers hot and cold beverages, catering, and provides employment for people with disabilities. They offer a conference room you can reserve and use at no cost. Visit Biddy and Bo's Coffee today at 110 Franklin in Waco. Chord Buddy is the world's best way to learn guitar. 100% U.S. made, this learning system and Shark Tank winner will have you playing real music on a real guitar right away. Learn to play guitar today at chordbuddy.com. The Cactus Rose Ranch. Young, old, or in between, learning how to work with a horse is confidence building. Cactus Rose Ranch offers individual lessons or monthly memberships. Contact them for riding lessons or ranch parties and their nonprofit program, Healing Heroes with Horses. Online at thecactusroseranch.com.
I'll follow your lead, man.
All right. Well, here we are. We are at Baylor University. We're in McLean Stadium in the Baylor Club, overlooking the field. We're in the patio deck. Well, who was here with me on the Waco Experience, an American Story? Well, we've got Jim Alvarado, 35 years in radio, and we're going to hear
quite a few
some
years,
of that story.
Quite a few years.
Quite a few years,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Long time here in Waco.
Long time. almost too long, you know. I came up to Waco when I was probably about 18, 19 years old. No, maybe 17, 18 years old. I fell in love with a girl, and I was from a small town called Jewett, Texas. I was up here going to a teen club one time in Waco. Me and some friends come up here, and I fell in love with this girl at this teen club. She's beautiful, redhead. And so we talked, and we exchanged numbers, and next thing I know, I'm moving out of my house and moving into her house with her mom, and she and I ended up getting married. It's crazy, but that's how I came to Waco.
Oh my gosh. I love that. It starts with a love story.
Yeah, and that was 40 something years ago. 45. I'm not going to tell you my age, but that was a long time ago.
Hey, we can be proud of our age, right?
Yeah.
It took a lot to get to this point.
It took a lot to get here, and I don't want to go back and do it again.
You know,
I'm glad to be here.
You talk about that, right? I don't want to be 20 again. I don't want to be 18. I don't want to go through zits.
No, well, it's not only that. It's just I don't want to be poor again. I finally got out of the poor bracket, you know?
Something to be said.
I'm comfortable bracket now.
Jim, tell us about what's going on in your world today.
Man, you know, I am so excited to announce that I am out of broadcasting radio, but I'm not out of broadcasting. I'm just off of FM radio. I still like to play with radio things that nowadays it's more podcasting and more of internet radio. So I ended up designing two internet radio stations that I'm currently running at the time because I love Texas country music. It's a big thing here in the Waco area. You're like, Waco has Wade Bowen, who was born and raised in Waco, His father and grandfather started Bowen Electric years ago, and that company is still in existence. Now, I don't think they own it anymore. I think they finally sold it. Wade, you would think, would go into the electric business with, you know, dad and grandpa, but Wade was a guitar player. He was a singer-songwriter. And once you become a singer-songwriter, it's hard to do anything else because all you do is sing and song. Write songs and sing. You know?
Well, I'll say in the heart of Texas, Central Texas here,
right,
there's plenty of venues to play.
Well, back in the day, there was not. It was either a dive bar or nothing, you know.
Okay.
And we're talking, you know, late 80s, early 90s when Wade Bowen was out here trying to do his thing. But Wade actually is one of the few that came out of Waco that actually very successful. I mean, he has honed in on his skill. When he first started with a band called, it was Wade Bowen and West 84. I guess he got that from West Highway 84.
I was going to say it makes sense. I drive that road very regularly.
I guess he was from Woodway or something. So, you know, they had that band, which did very well in a song or two that kind of put him on the map. But since then, he and that band are no longer together. I mean, he's had maybe one member. I think the bass player is still with him.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, everybody else has changed, you know, because the business changes. You know, at first it's fun because you sit there and have a couple drinks or you're just doing it for friends and family. Now you're doing it to make a living. And so FM radio wouldn't play people like Wade Bowen. They wouldn't play people like Randy Rogers and the Randy Rogers Band. And then when I was on FM, which I started back in the 80s, I was on a country station called K95, which is KNFO. I did the overnights, midnight to 6. They call that the Overnight Express with Jim Alvarado. I remember Matthews, Wright, and King. I don't know if you remember that group or not. Out of Nashville, they had a couple hits, but they came out, and I thought I was so famous because they made a jingle like, you're in the middle of a 12 in a row with Jim Alvarado on the Overnight Express. Matthew Wright, and King saying that, and I thought, wow, I've hit the big time now.
Yeah.
And overnights, you know, I was 19 years old. I mean, I was on radio. And so that kind of started my career in radio, and the next thing I know, I'm 7 to midnights on that station.
Okay. A little better time.
Yeah, a little better time. And then what broke my heart is when the station sold, we thought we were doing well, but the station sold. And the new guys came in. It was KCKR, Kicker, 95.5. They wanted fresh everything. I was the last person to leave because 7 to midnight, right? And so they were cleaning out the offices while I was in there trying to do my last show of, because I knew I was fired. And they were so worried what I was going to do because I was a rebel on radio, you know.
All right.
I don't like to be told you can't do that. I like to be told, hey, be creative.
That is a Gen X trait.
What? Can't do that?
Being a rebel.
No, I'm not a rebel. I'm a creator. I have an idea.
Staying outside of the box.
I have ideas that may not, you know, go with what they want to go with, but yeah, they're good ideas, I think.
Sure.
You know. So anyhow, long story short, the news station come in and I finally get out. It was pretty cool how I left, but then I got out of radio for a little while. Ended up falling in love with my true love of, I guess, 19 years old. She joined the military, the Army, and she ended up in California, Monterey, California. So while she was in basic training, we had to get married before she took off. She came off of basic training. We got married, and then we both were able to travel together. So that's why I got married at the age of 19, so I can move with her in the military. So I ended up in Carmel, California. And that's where I learned how to mobile DJ and all that.
Okay. So she was in the Army. She went to Fort Ord for basic training.
You know, the where you go through the...
Right, the whole thing. Yeah. And yeah, it's actually where my father and my father-in-law went to basic training. They both went to Fort Ord. I was at the Presidio of Monterey, just right downtown not part of Fort Ord, but run by the Army.
Yeah.
Monterey is a good place to live.
Yeah.
Carmel's beautiful.
Oh, yeah. I wish we were there more than just 2 years, but that 2 years flew by pretty fast. The next thing you know, we're in San Angelo, and then we're in Washington, D.C. area.
Yeah.
And things were going south for us, and we ended up having a baby girl at that time. Well, that gave her the opportunity to get out of the military. Mm-hmm. She got an honorable discharge. We come back to Waco, and that's where she and I did not see a lot of things eye to eye. She did not want me in a nightclub, which at the time I couldn't get a radio job. So I ended up doing nightclubs. And, you know, one thing led to another. I had like the number one clubs in town. I mean, if you want to. I don't think they have DJs in clubs anymore. Not often. It's bands now, which I'm so for that, you know.
Yeah.
But one thing led to another, and then I got back into radio when I was in Waco on an oldie station. It was 103.3
mm-hmm.
or something like that, KWOW. So I did KWOW for a little bit, and it was good times and great oldies. I was the afternoon drive, and I'm like, I love that station because I love all that kind of music and all the bebop music. Well, that's how I met my second wife. I was working part-time on the radio Monday through Friday, you know, afternoons. I had time to go work on the weekends at a nightclub. And so she fell in love with me in this nightclub in Waco at Midnight Rodeo. And one thing led to another. We started dating, which is great. But the problem was her mom found out who she was dating, Jim Alvarado from KWOW 103.3, she says. He's too old for you.
Oh my gosh.
Because I have a deep voice, right?
Yeah.
This deep voice has been with me since I was 19 years old. And so she told her mom she was dating me. Her mom was one of my big fans. I didn't know. That she goes, I listen to him all the time. He's like in his 50s. And this was like 30 years ago. She says, Mom, no, he's a young man. No, he's old. Come to find out. I met her, and my wife and I are only 2 years apart now. I mean, we have been forever, but I'm just saying her mom did not realize until she met me that, wow, he's that young. He sounds like he's 60.
Well, this is an interesting point. Let me pursue this for a moment.
Yeah.
You've been in radio, a long time, 35 years on the radio here. Different than today's world, where a lot of the podcasts are video podcasts. So I know what Joe Rogan looks like, right? So
right.
I can tune in. I can go to his YouTube channel. I watch him and his guests. But radio, everyone has an image of that voice.
Right.
Right. And this is what was happening to you. It was a projection of what you look like.
Right.
Tell me about some experiences with that.
You know, I love being on radio because of that. You don't have to see an image of the person. And people can just have their own image of who you are and what you look like.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I do broadcasting live, people come up to me all the time. Hey, where's Jim Alvarado at? I'm like, hey. Oh, no, you can't be Jim Alvarado. You're right. Not. They're looking for a big guy who's probably about 350 pounds, long, greasy hair, just an old trucker dude, you know, or a biker dude, because I have that raspy, rough voice or something.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm a clean cut guy. A lot of people think I went to Baylor, and I never did. I kind of wanted to, but never got to that point in my career.
Right.
But anyhow, I had that all the time. People like, you don't look like you sound, which is good, I guess.
I have always been fascinated with radio since I was a young boy. And one of the things I liked about it was my dad grew up in the 50s, graduated high school in 1960. And he would talk about the radio programs, and you know, he could work on model airplanes, do you know other projects. Listen to the stories, but your imagination is creating that image based on the voices that you're hearing, the sound effects that they're using. I feel that it was important to do this show without video because I wanted people to also engage their imagination. When I say, here we are at the Baylor Club.
By the way, great view, right?
Isn't this incredible?
Line at the McLean Stadium. What a great view, man.
Yeah. And then looking out past the scoreboard over the university. I mean, this is a gorgeous spot. And I'll just remind people that we are the Waco Experience, an American story with Jim Alvarado here, 35-year veteran in radio, longtime Waco resident. And you've seen a lot of changes. So let's talk about changes in the industry, changes in the community that you've seen.
Well, you know, the radio station community used to be publicly owned by independent owners, you know, and then they got bought out when it was probably in the 2000s when iHeart came in and started buying all these stations out. So Kicker, the station that was 95.5, got bought out by iHeart Radio. At the time, it wasn't iHeart. It had another name, Clear Channel. So they bought these stations up one by one, and next thing you know, they own like all of them. They owned Waco 100. They owned 95.5, which is now KBGO. The station I was on is now KBGO. So they also have the Bear 102.5. That used to be a country station called KJ&E back in the day. And I worked part-time on that for a while. I mean, all my radio history was right here in Waco. So if anybody is from Waco, they probably say, I know him. I've listened to him on KJ&E. I've heard him on K95. And I've heard him on Shooter FM 92.9. Oh, yeah. And then I heard him on, it was the Bull 106.7. And then recently, a couple of years, maybe 3 years ago, we turned the Bull into a classic rock station, 106.7 The Eagle. And I was the afternoon drive for The Eagle. And actually, a lot of my ideas are still on The Eagle. I'm the one who created a lot of that sound and those sweepers. And I actually did the morning show for him right before I quit.
And the just so people understand, there's different segments. We talked about the overnight.
Yeah.
The late evening and now drive time.
Yeah.
That's an ideal spot for an on-air guy.
Yeah. You know, they always kept me in the primetime spot for some reason. I don't know why. I guess because I had a way to captivate an audience, whether they wanted me to or not. I was able to bring them in. My stories, the way I play the music, the way I come on and off the air, people were just amazed. They just never knew what I was going to say or how I was going to say it. So they wanted to tune in to see what he's going to do today.
And this is not the shock jock style thing.
No, I'm not.
Right?
I'm not a Howard Stern. I'm not a cusser. I don't want to do sexual orientation things. I mean, you can have fun on radio and not be embarrassing. You know, I have a brand that I like, my name. You know, I don't want to ruin the name. And I didn't want to ruin the station that I worked for. I wanted to be wholesome for Waco.
Mm-hmm.
And Waco, I mean, like you said, well, I've seen Waco from the very beginning days back on K95, that Waco was famous for one thing and one thing only. It wasn't for our football team here at Baylor because, you know, Grant Taft did a wonderful job. But when Grant Taft retired, things just went downhill. And Waco became famous because of the compound with David Koresh.
Right. Yeah.
And That was a hard time for Waco for a long time. Mm-hmm. You know, Waco couldn't see growth because of that. Nobody wanted to come to Waco because nobody wanted to be associated with the Koresh thing, you know, the David thing, or the church that was involved with that. And they're afraid that there's cults all over the place now. Oh, we're not going to Waco. There's cults there. Until Baylor got the football going again.
Mm-hmm.
And that brought in some good people. You know, that when they built this stadium, that we all say this is the stadium RG3 built, you know, but I think the turning point for Waco was RG3 building this stadium, taking the Grant Taft Stadium out of commission over there off of Allen Mills Drive, moving it up, this new one over here, beautiful one,
mm-hmm.
right here off of 35. It's also two people changed Waco more than Baylor could, more than anybody could, which blew my mind. Two people that I did their wedding reception.
Really?
Yes. We're talking Chip and Joanna Gaines.
Right.
Yes. You know the story behind that, right?
Tell me. Let's hear it from the perspective, because you were there. If you were there, you were doing DJing.
Yeah, music. I did a mobile DJ. I owned a company called Diamond Productions. We were the number one mobile wedding DJ company in the Waco, Texas area.
Right.
We were the most sought out for. We did high school proms for Midway. You know, I mean, we're the most expensive, but you get what you pay for. It's what I always told them. You know,
that's
if you
right.
want a great show that you can brag about, or you want something that the DJ may not do anything that you're going to. One thing what you want to do as a DJ is have an event that people talk about the event other than the DJ.
Mm-hmm.
They want to remember the event with the bride and groom or the high school prom with all their friends. They don't want to remember the DJ. Well, it was horrible. Because once you have that, mm-hmm. you won't ever forget it. You know. So my job is to not be known, like just to do a good job and let them go on. So when I did a wedding for Chip and Joanna Gaines, Chip was a wild one. He'd get out there and dance and have a good time. This is prior to the children, but once I didn't know that Chip was so much of an engineer like that. And I had no idea Joanne Gaines was a creative as the way she was. They didn't come across that way. So how Chip met her was her dad owned a tire shop in Waco called Firestone. And It was Jerry's Firestone. Chip went in there to get a pair of tires. Saw Joanna as the cash register. Well, Chip even told me the story. He goes, man, I bought tires and I went back in about 2 weeks later to have them rotated. He goes, and there she was again. I was flirting with her again. He goes, then I went in there 2 weeks later and bought another set of tires. He goes, I have four sets of tires when I didn't need tires because I was trying to find an excuse to keep talking to her. And then he finally asked her to go out on a date and she, you know, went out. And next thing you know, they're history.
I read part of their story in his book, Capital Gains. It's a good story. It's a little bit of background.
They are one heck of an entrepreneur, you know. Yeah. They know how to do business.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
Yeah, they just, I saw on Instagram, Joanna posted one of their daughters just graduated.
Yeah. I can't believe it because, I said, I did their wedding reception pre-children.
Yeah.
That was years ago.
Yeah.
And since then, those two people, along with the company they have built,
right,
changed Waco for the better.
Yeah.
We are now a tour attraction because of them.
Yeah, a lot of people use the term the Magnolia effect. And I look at it as a positive, right? Yeah. Definitely. Their headquarters is right down on Austin or Franklin.
It's on Franklin Avenue, I believe. Yeah, they used to have it.
There.
They used to have it off of Sanger Avenue over there in Waco. And that building was so small. It would not long after they bought a new used warehouse that's kind of over off of 18th Street in Franklin area. And that's also their warehouse where they store a lot of her memorabilia that she decorates with. Now, a lot of the things she uses for decoration on the television show, that's not for those homeowners to keep unless they want to buy it. And you don't want to buy that because that's very expensive.
I'm sure it is.
Yeah, because I've heard sometimes they said the decor in one of those homes that they show on TV is probably just as much expensive as the home itself. So a lot of that decor that you see Joanna stage is just for staging. Unless the homeowner wants to buy it.
You know, they may probably at some point.
Some do buy it. You know,
I was going to say, they might at some point get to where they have a charity auction.
Yeah.
You know,
she'll never sell it. She's a hoarder. Joanne's a hoarder, but she's a good hoarder. She hoards great stuff that is value, you know, and it's real. And she could take a piece of junk and make it really nice.
Sure.
I mean, that's creative.
That's a skill. Yeah.
And so ever since they did the fixer-upper, they have now since purchased a television frequency. They own their own network.
Yeah, the Magnolia Network. Sure.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That used to be not the Home Garden. There used to be a DIY. That's what that channel used to be called, DIY Network. They bought that.
Sure, and they've populated it with their content.
And everything on the Magnolia Network is Joanna and Chip Gaines approved.
Yeah.
That has to do with something about renovating homes or something.
Mm-hmm.
Flipping houses or something, as long as it's not exactly what they're doing.
So you were talking about when you were a DJ and your persona, your desire was to be wholesome.
Mm.
I see that also in what Chip and Joanna are doing.
Right.
Right. That they're looking at these traditional values of self-sustaining, take care of yourself, honor your family, and so forth, right?
What I like what they're doing, they're taking old parts of Waco that was... had a black eye because it was buildings that were falling apart. When you have buildings that fall apart, houses that fall apart, brings in riffraff, brings in people who are homeless, brings in people into that neighborhood that you don't want. But when they started freshening these homes up and making them beautiful again, I mean, there's some really nice houses back here in the early 1900s that were built in the colonial style, you know, and they're bringing that style back, which is really good. And it's also helping the homeless because now there's funding for homelessness in Waco. And I'm telling you, about 20 years ago, Scott, this streets over here downtown Waco would be flooded with homeless people. And now I don't hardly see any homeless people.
Right.
There's shelters now that's been built for them.
Yeah, I've interviewed a lot of the nonprofit leaders here that are providing services for the homeless, for veterans, for seniors, for people with disabilities. Really, the community is doing what it can.
Right.
And I encourage people, volunteer, support,
yes,
be engaged in these opportunities that are making the community nice. And this is a good place to kind of start to wind down and talk about the future. And here on the Waco Experience and American Story, today's guest, Jim Alvarado. You mentioned that you have a couple of internet radio stations. Mm-hmm. How do people find those?
Man, you can go to Live365. You could go to .com, which is okay, but I prefer to go to the app store because everyone has iPhones mm-hmm. now. Yeah, either have an iPhone or an Android.
Well, that's right.
So go and download the app. It's better than the website. The website's okay, but it's not as good as the app is. So go to your app store, download Live 365 radio app. There's two apps for Live 365. One's radio and one's for broadcasters. So the broadcasters are for people like me who are the broadcasting person that wants to edit their radio stations. But for the listener, you just need the radio. And then once you get that app downloaded to your phone, then you just search for Troubadour Country Radio. You can just type in Troubadour. It'll find it. You save that as your favorite. And then every time you turn on your car, it'll automatically come on once your phone's linked to your car. There's also a classic rock station because I was on both Texas Country and Classic Rock. I love them both. I grew up on Classic Rock. Jackson Brown's one of my favorite. People don't play enough Jackson Brown for me. You know, cause I love Jackson Brown and the Eagles. God, I can't get enough of the Eagles. Mm-hmm. So I created The Cave, and you could do the same thing. Download KAVE, and it's named after my buddy Pillsbury. It was Avocado and Pillsbury on the Eagle. And so he has a man cave. Pillsbury is the brains behind The Cave because we play music you can't find anymore. It's not available. I mean, a lot of his stuff came off of vinyl that we recorded and made digital for the station. And it's got deep cuts you never heard before. We have been called KLOL out of Houston. That was a big radio station up back in the early days of 70s and 80s. Also, there's one in Dallas-Fort Worth that used to be called The Zoo, KZEW. And we're compared to those two, saying we're just as good, if not better, than they are. FM wouldn't, the guy who owned the FM station just wouldn't believe us. And so that's why we took our station and created our own internet station. And it's doing very well. We have actually had over 1,000 listeners in the last 60 days since we started this.
Wow. That's pretty good. Congratulations.
Just in 30 days.
So this is maybe a future of the radio.
It is the future of radio.
Yeah.
It won't be long before FM is gone.
Mm-hmm.
FM is going to be a dinosaur. It's going to be just like cassettes. We left cassettes years ago and 8-tracks years ago. People still want them because they're nostalgic, but no one wants to play them. They don't sound the same.
No.
Then the CDs came around, which is great, but they get scratched up and all that. So that's why the MP3s and MP4s came on. I don't know where the digital war is going to go after that.
Yeah, streaming is the way.
Yeah.
Streaming is the future of the radio. Jim, thanks for being my guest today.
It was an honor.
So leave us with some words of inspiration.
Stay positive, stay strong, man. Just believe in somebody other than yourself and always give back. Move forward, don't go backwards. Give back and be kind and courteous to everybody. If you do that, good things happen to you. Right when you don't think they will, it will. So pay it forward.
The Waco Experience, an American Story, is a production of D. Scott Smith Company, all rights reserved. Thank you for listening.